What's up, all you cool cats and kittens? It is the Affairs of the Heart episode number 14. I'm your boy DQ.
It is so debonair, Aaron, on this podcast.
I just like to think that I'm Carol Baskin sometimes. So this episode is special because it is all about
sex.
Yes. Cue the music.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
All right, so this is a sex episode. It's all about sex. We're going to talk about some of the topics that we have. Well, all of the topics that we have, rather, are all about sex.
We got a lot of submissions off of Twitter today. And so Dwayne said, let's talk about sex. And that's my favorite topic. So,
I mean, sheesh. Okay.
So let's get into some sex. All right. So our first topic that we got says the perfect threesome configuration. Two tops and one bottom, all verse one top and two bottoms, etc. What is your perfect threesome configuration?
I think all verse. Okay. I think all verse would be like the perfect situation. Everybody is into everybody and everybody is not into everybody. I don't know. I think that would be the perfect ideal situation, is that everybody's verse and everybody's willing to be verse with everybody involved.
So for me, I think I had like two different ones. I had one verse and one top, and then I had two tops. And because I think a verse, most of the threesomes that I've ever had has always been a verse and a top, and it's always worked well for me. I've never had a threesome with two tops before, and I've always kind of wanted to see what that was like.
Now, in the case of that situation, mm-hmm. would the verse person, you know, because again, there are some versatile people that are not willing to be versatile with everybody.
Right.
So,
right,
like,
right.
Do you disclose, like, if they have, like I said, I just think they should be comfortable being versed in the situation.
Well, most people that I've had threesomes with, like, we've had a conversation, we've looked at the pictures, we've seen the body parts, we know what we want before we get there.
Right.
So it's never been like a no one wants to do this kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Or no one wants to be a part, like, we've established that I'm bottoming, I may top the versatile person, and there's the top that's going to top me and the versatile person, or whatever, however it goes.
It's so much.
But it's like, yeah, but it's always been a conversation before we've done it. So I've never really had confusion when it comes to that.
Okay.
But I would like to try it with two tops. And like 5% of me wants to try two bottoms.
5%. 5% of you.
But we might have to have like a double dildo or something. I don't know.
That could be hot.
Yeah, I still want to do that. I always want to do that.
Like, you and another bottom get together and... double dildo. Well, let's put that in the universe. Aaron is interested in a double-headed dildo situation with another bottom. Hit his inbox.
That's always been like something I've really, really... That's something I've sexually I've wanted to do, I've never done before.
I think there might be some bottoms out there that would actually be interested in experiencing that with you.
I would definitely try it, though. I mean, I think that would be hot. I've never done it before. And I would just like to see, like, how that works with the dildo. I'm like, is someone, like, controlling it? Or are you doing it with your asses?
Or, like, are y'all moving to your pleasure?
Yeah. It also gives me an idea about creating something, but I'll keep that to myself.
Yeah, don't be giving no ideas to the OnlyFans girls. Moving on.
Okay, so our next topic is sugar babies. And we all know what a sugar daddy is. But a sugar baby is someone who benefits from a sugar daddy.
Isn't it like that caramel candy? Isn't it called like a sugar baby? No.
The candy is called a sugar daddy.
Oh. Well, they have sugar. I think they have sugar babies. It's like little pieces. Anyway.
I never heard of that. Sugar baby.
I'm almost positive. I know they're sugar daddies, but I think they're sugar babies also.
Let me put up sugar baby's candy. Oh, yeah, they do. Sugar baby.
Right. I know, I'm not crazy.
Oh, so it is the broken down version of the sugar daddy.
So, for clarity, the broke down version of a sugar daddy is a sugar baby. Got it.
So, yeah. I mean.
What's the question?
The there's not really a question. It's just Ed says Sugar Babies. That was it. So I think they're asking, what do you feel about Sugar Babies? Is that out of your... I'm not being a sugar daddy to nobody. I know I'm an older man, but I'm not a daddy yet. When I hit 50, maybe I will consider myself that. But I haven't hit 40 yet. I'm like a sugar teenager.
A sugar teenager. Goodbye. You know what I think is interesting? I think, so for all intents and purposes, we have the understanding that a sugar daddy is someone that financially takes care of
the sugar baby.
The sugar baby, yes. Right? Oh my God, I can't. like financially pay my bills, give me spending money, give me your, put my name on your credit card. Like, I think that is, for all intents and purposes, the understanding that we have of a sugar daddy, sugar baby relationship.
Yes.
And there are sugar daddies or men that actually seek out sugar babies, yes. Right?
And they're not on any of the apps. Those are really the spam.
Oh, yes. Yes. If you get an inbox for someone claiming to be a sugar daddy to pay you $100 a week to be their sugar baby, that's spam.
That's definitely spam.
If
y'all know where to find one at, please let me know, though. I'm just asking for a friend.
And by friend, he means himself. Because he's not asking for me, and I'm his friend.
So debonair, that's not for Aaron.
Right. He's asking for so debonair. He's not asking for Aaron. I don't subscribe to having sugar daddies. I've always wanted to work hard for what I had and, like, you know, be able to say that it was mine because I worked hard to have it, right?
Okay.
I've never subscribed to having someone, you know, pay me or pay them or vice versa or whatever the case is, you know, to indulge and engage in whatever kind of sexual activity or even companionship for that matter, because sometimes it's not even about sex. It's just a matter of having a companion.
Yeah, that's for a lot of them, that's what it's like.
You know what I mean? So I don't feel comfortable with that personally. Now, to those that do it, more power to you.
I think for me, it was, so when I was in college, someone kind of tried to put me in this kind of position. It was scary for me because
it's a lot of control.
And you know how I am. We ain't doing all that. But this guy I started messing around with when I was in college. One, I didn't like the sex. It was not that great. He had that surgery where he got the fat taken out.
Oh.
You can tell a movie is going to be trash by the previews. Already going wrong in the beginning.
And so his body was kind of fluffy.
Wait, what?
Body was fluffy.
But he had it taken out.
Yeah, but the skin wasn't tight.
Oh.
Yeah, but he still looked like a small guy. But when the clothes came off, it didn't look like that. And I hope my friend doesn't listen to this because this is his cousin. But, which I'm sure he won't. But it was really weird because when I met him before I met my friend, this is my first gay best friend I ever have met in life. So he knows I feel like this. So the guy... it was crazy because I was like on live for a fraternity at the time when I met him.
Oh, this is the fraternity text stuff you do.
No, this is a whole different thing.
Oh, okay.
But when I met him off of Adam for Adam, and I was at work. I remember I was working for Sprint at the time, and I was on, and he was hitting me up on there. So I was like, okay, you know, I'm gonna check it out, whatever. This is like one of the first guys I like willingly try to like talk to or whatever. And so back then, it's so funny because they'd be like, when they see me now, they keep saying they miss me when I was the trade.
Wow.
No. Yes, bitch.
We used to hang out or whatever all the time. And we eventually started having sex together. And I didn't really like it. It wasn't good to me. Like, it was nothing special about it. And his body just felt like a fluffy pillow to me. So I just didn't never want to, like, redo it all the time. But he was buying me stuff all the time. So I was like kind of like conflicted because I was in college at the time and I needed stuff. So I was doing it. So it got to the point where the guy was like, I'll be in class and he would be like, oh, I'm at your house. I just got in. I'm putting your shit in my car. I'm about to move you into my house.
Let me tell you something, sweetheart. I don't understand. I don't know how y'all do shit where you from, but let me tell you something. Where I'm from, we don't do shit like that.
And your response was?
Because I was afraid. Because I'm like, wait a minute now. Hold on. Because this is like, I've never dealt with this before. I didn't know what to do. And like, literally, he'd be sitting out in front of my house when I got to my apartment or whatever.
Oh, he was crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, and like, literally, like, but he wasn't like, I would come home, it would be like groceries sitting in front of my door and stuff like that. So I'm like, I mean, I kind of appreciate what you did, but like, you're freaking me out. Like, I don't know what to do.
We not going to let these groceries go to waste, but.
While I put the groceries in my refrigerator, like, I mean, I don't know what to do. And luckily at that time, I had a 4-bedroom dorm room, but no one lived there but me.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like I was afraid that my roommates were going to find out about them, but I was like, he keeps saying he's like getting into my house and moving my stuff into his house, and that was freaking me out. And so, like, none of my friends knew about me at that time. So it was freaking me, it was really freaking me out. And so we kind of like went out a lot together. But I kept telling him, like, I can't do what you want me to do. I'm like, first of all, I'm online right now. I cannot even be off campus. But he would, like, kind of, I don't feel like it was like a threat, but it was like intimidate me to hang out with him. And so I would do it because I'm like, you know, I'm finding groceries again. I might need you. I don't know. So, I mean, I'm going to kind of keep this one on. But I also don't want to have sex with you either. And he liked it. I didn't understand it. So eventually I had to tell him, I was like, listen, I don't like having sex with you at all. And so this is weird because this is how I met my first gay best friend. He was like, well, my cousin's about to move in with me. And I was like, what the fuck is he telling me this? And he was like, well, you would love him. He's so cool and this and that, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. So he built this guy up to me so much that I was attracted before I even seen this man. And so this was like going on for a year, like for over a year, I think. And I ended up leaving my school because my financial aid fell through and I couldn't afford to go to school anymore. And so I ended up moving back from Dayton, Ohio to Columbus, Ohio. And they both came to Columbus and he rented out this really lavish hotel downtown in Columbus, Ohio. And he was like, we're going to stay here together. And he was like, my cousin's coming. So I'm like, oh, okay, you know, cousin's coming, that's fine, whatever. I didn't know if it was going to be just me, him, and the cousin or what. But the cousin showed up with his boyfriend. So I'm like, oh, okay. But I didn't realize it until they pulled up to my mom's house, which they didn't pull up to my mom's house. They pulled up to the corner because at that time I wasn't out. So I had to walk all the way down to the corner. I'm like, my friend's going to pick me up, but I'm going to go to my other friend's house first and then pick me up from there. So he picked me up from the corner of my mom's street. And the cousin gets out of the front seat to get in the back seat. And literally, it was like, you know how you watch TV, it's like those slow motion moments or whatever. It was like one of those moments for me because I was like, oh, man, he's fine. Like, he's really good looking or whatever. And so he gets in the back seat or whatever. So he's messing with me the whole time. I don't know if this guy had told him what, you know, he has told me or whatever. But it was like an instant kind of connection or whatever. And so the whole time, I'm like, well, am I here for you or for the cousin? And then I'm like, because the cousin got a boyfriend in the back seat. So we end up going to the hotel. We all hang out or whatever. And the cousin is talking to me. And we're getting to know each other or whatever. But the guy is still, like, hanging around or whatever.
Your boyfriend?
No. The guy that I'm...
Oh, the other guy.
That got the room. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually... The cousin's like, well, I got to go back with my boyfriend or whatever. So he goes back with a boyfriend. They go hang out or whatever. So I go hang out with this guy again. I'm like dreading this. And so, of course, he wants to have sex. So I'll never get this is a very embarrassing story. And if, like I said, my friend here, he's going to laugh because this is how he always used to respond to me when he saw me. So we go back to the room. Me and the guy that gets the room. And we end up having sex. He has my leg up in the air, fucking me from the back.
Oh, fuck.
While I'm laying on my side.
So okay.
Like, it's like a side fucker, right?
Yeah.
So the cousin and the boyfriend walk in the room.
while your leg is in the air?
So, the cousins are feeling on my leg. I'm like, oh, this is like a force about to happen. Because I got a little horny then. Because I'm like, maybe they're going to join in. Maybe this will be exciting or whatever.
Did they join in?
No.
Damn.
They started fucking. After he started feeling on me and stuff, he started fucking the other guy. I was like, God. So I kind of got turned on watching them having sex. So after that, we went to White Castle after that. But me and the cousins sit outside and we talked some more. And we started realizing we're cool, like we like each other or whatever. And it wasn't like on a relationship thing, it was like friendship kind of wise. And I told him everything that his cousin had told me about him. And he was like, that's weird or whatever. So I was like, yeah, whatever. So since then, we have kept in contact. But we became really great friends or whatever, and he hates that to this day. But I guess with me for this conversation, going back to the topic, I got you.
Good job.
That's why Sugar Daddy scared me, because it was not a great experience for me when I first met that guy, because it was very controlling. Mm-hmm. It was very frightful for me because it was like I didn't know what he was going to do. So I just would never, I would be afraid to even have one, because I don't want anyone to feel like they can kind of like just come and interrupt my life.
Yeah. I think that's a great point, actually, that along with them providing for you financially or giving you money, some of them feel like they can also run your life in that aspect, that they can tell you what you can and can't do and who you can hang out with and who you can't hang out with. Mm-hmm.
I think that his advantage on me was that I wasn't out, though.
Mm.
Because had it been me like now, mm-hmm. it would have been different for me. Because I've been like, I ain't doing that shit. You know, I mean, I'm very confident in who I am as a gay man now. Back then, I was like, don't tell nobody.
Right.
You know? So, like, he had that advantage over me.
That makes sense. Just be mindful that having in some cases, not all, having sugar daddies come with a cost.
Yeah.
You're going to lose something. You're going to gain something.
But, I mean, it's so different because when you see women who have it, it's not that same story.
Well, because here's the difference. To a degree. Women have a very powerful tool between their legs.
So do men. Between our cheeks.
But women can sell theirs without selling. You know what I mean? Like they're not selling it as a commodity. They're selling it as like, you know.
I don't think that there's any difference. I just think that in my situation it was different because I was afraid. Like I didn't know how to control that situation. But I think if it happened to me today and this was the same guy coming to me, it would be of my benefit more than his.
Mm-hmm,
because if I wanted to have sex with him, I would. If I didn't, I wouldn't. Or, like, even if I wanted to be controlling, you know, I would have sex with him just so that whatever I wanted, I could get out of him because I know he enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I feel like with gay men and women, it's not different because if I knew the power that I had, I could have had that.
I can understand that.
Because, I mean, even now, like, even when he comes to visit here, he still hits me up or whatever. But because of the fear of what I had before, which, I mean, he can't really do anything that would expose me now, but because of the fear he put in me prior to that, I still like am uncomfortable with him.
I can understand that. Like there was a guy, I've had kind of a similar situation where with a guy in Mississippi living in Louisiana and somehow coming in contact with somebody who was visiting and lived in Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And the drive from New Orleans to Jackson, Mississippi is not long.
Mm-hmm.
But had a whole house, you know, several cars, and he was trying to pursue me and really wanted me to like move to Jackson and move in with him. And I was like, no, like there's nothing here.
Yeah.
But I think in the same vein, I was really young.
Yeah.
And he was trying to like manipulate the situation to where I needed to be dependent upon him. And I thought, well, the worst thing that could happen is if I actually did move to Jackson,
mm-hmm.
not having anybody around, not knowing anybody, this dude, something happens. We don't really know each other very well. I'm moving with this dude. And then he decides that, you know, he doesn't want to be with me anymore, or, you know, we don't get along, or we're not compatible, or whatever, however you want to put it. and he decides he wants to put me out, mm-hmm. then, you know, where am I going to go?
That's why you set up a severance package before you move in. And you keep that severance package as separate from what they're doing for you. I learned that with that man. Because I'm like, if I ever do this, if I get into this situation, then when I'm out, it'll be different versus when I wasn't out. Because mm-hmm. I would set up something where it's safe, where if some shit happened, I can get out with, like, the game said, give me a sunbeam parachute package. But, I mean, I always thought about that. I'm like, if I ever got in that situation again, I'll be smarter about it.
Yeah. Is that on that?
Yes.
Let's go to the next topic.
Also, just be careful if you're going to be a sugar baby. That's what we were saying. If you're a sugar daddy, call me. No,
if you're a sugar daddy, call me now. That part. For you, not for me. That was Aaron. I'm sorry, that was so debonair. That wasn't even Aaron.
All right, so our next topic is polyamorous. That's what they said, polyamorous. Can you have a hoe and a housewife at the same damn time?
We're going to turn this over to Aaron. I don't have an answer for this.
I mean, I guess speaking from my past relationship with my partner, I feel like from the past, I didn't feel like that. I've had some conversations recently where I do feel like, you know, that may be a possibility.
And what exactly is the possibility? Turning a hoe into a housewife? Or having a hoe and a housewife.
I'm going from polyamorous first before we go to the hoe and the housewife part. Mm-hmm. With polyamorous people, I feel like that is a very possible thing. I feel like, you know, when I was dating before, it was kind of hard for me because I didn't understand the terms and the conditions of this. I didn't read the fine print. But now that I know the fine print, yes. Now, when it comes to having hoes and a housewife, meaning, you know, you're in your polyamorous relationship and having holes on the side, that's up to you guys, whatever you guys decide on doing. Because for me, I guess the conversation I've been having recently, it hasn't been like a whole part of it. Like, these are relationships that he's trying to build. So it's not like he's having holes on the side. Like, these are relationships.
So this is another housewife.
Yes, basically. Like, he's actually dating other people. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I feel like that's a possibility. I don't know about holes. Honestly, I think if I got into a relationship like this, I probably would want to have openness on my behalf, though.
You would want to have openness.
If I got into a polyamorous relationship because I am sharing a partner, I probably would want to have people that I just have sex with. Because that's part of polyamorous. It's like relationships and like sexual relationships. So I wouldn't consider them hoes, but I would consider them, you know, people that I have sexual relationships with. I wouldn't really have an issue with that because, I mean, like me and you have talked, and I told him that I was like, I don't have an issue with separating my relationships with, my sex life with my dating life, basically. So I wouldn't have an issue with that. I mean, sexually, I feel like I would be able to control that for me. That's not an issue for me. Like, I know who I have sex with. I've been doing it for the last 4 or 5 years, and I've never dated these guys, and we still have cool relationships, so I don't think that would change. But I also think that it would be easy for me to have a relationship with someone as long as we have an agreement that this is how this works.
So, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Okay. So, given your relationship history, mm-hmm. right,
mm-hmm.
with your ex in particularly,
mm-hmm.
Because I believe that and you've talked about this on the podcast, so it's not like we're sharing information that we haven't before.
Right.
Whereas the beginning of your relationship with your ex, you said that
openness, committed.
Right. You weren't sure. He didn't want it, but then it ended up being that way, and it has kind of progressed to that in the course of your relationship.
Right.
And as you've seen him grow into the situation that he's in now, even up until this point,
mm-hmm.
like, if he would have said that that's where he is now is what he wanted back then,
mm-hmm.
would you have understood it and would you have agreed to it then? Like, would it have
been
I
would have been open to it.
Okay.
I don't know if the capacity of where he's at, like, with, like, the whole OnlyFans thing I would have been able to, because I don't feel like my mother having a possibility to see me have sex on at period would be a thing for me.
Yeah, I agree.
That would be like to the extreme for me. But if
we, or like my cousins, like what do you think? Like if your cousins,
my sister, my cousins, my nephew, like not my right? family. Period. I don't feel like that's something I could do. But if it was just like a, I guess for me the privacy of it is the best part for me. Like it's like we're doing this that people don't know.
Yeah.
Or my family doesn't know. I don't really care about everybody else. But it's our private situation. You know, I think that's the part that really kind of like drove, I didn't really mind. But for the everyone and the possibility for my family to see, that's something I probably wouldn't be able to do.
Yeah, first and foremost, I think that's one of the reasons why I've never recorded or put anything out there. Mm-hmm. Number one, because trying to concentrate and hold a phone and trying to get best angles and all that kind of carrying on, I'm not good at it.
I subscribe to this guy's OnlyFans page, and I wish I could get my $99 back because he can't control the camera. Like, I don't like it. Like, this was my first and last month because I just, I don't like the fact that, first, there's filters, it's just too much going on. Like, get a cameraman or set the camera up and do it and get your different angles or whatever. But, like, especially as a person who has went through media and broadcast and training and knows how to film, it drives me nuts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, for me, I couldn't do it.
I just don't have the capacity.
If my mom ever called me and say, what is this?
Well, that's the other thing.
Because
the first thing is like trying to hold the camera and make sure you got good angles and have good content. But secondarily, if a family member, it doesn't even necessarily have to be my mother, but like one of my cousins, like I'm the oldest of like 15 grandkids. And if one of my cousins, like one of my adult cousins who's behind me of in age, you know, whether they stumble upon it accidentally or whether they go looking for it, like if they happen to stumble upon it, that's embarrassing. I don't need my cousin to see me now. Granted, there's an audience of people who like their cousins, but that's not me. But I don't know. I just
that's disgusting.
It is. Like I can't get down with it.
I mean, granted, I have my free Twitter page, but my face is not in anything, and I'm gonna deny that shit to the day I die. I don't care if they do see it. I will deny.
What the hell is? Ooh, y'all are really testing me on some stuff that I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is.
You don't know that's me.
That is not me.
Right. But I don't
care if that head look like mine and the back look mine. I know you know what it looks like, but it ain't mine.
It ain't me.
I'm the only person who has that back.
I mean, he could be walking down the street. I wouldn't know a thing. Sorry to this man.
But I think Polly, back to the topic of the conversation, I think Polly, is it polyamorous relationship?
Polyamorous.
Yeah. I think they're becoming more common because people are becoming more sexually fluid, right?
Yes.
They're becoming a little bit more free and understanding that...
In the United States, because this is not...
Oh, absolutely.
It's the only place that it's not normal.
Absolutely. It's. Yeah. I mean, we're becoming... Well, let's even be more specific. In the Black gay community, it is becoming a little bit more frequent because people are becoming a little bit more free and sexually fluid in who they are, which is fine, but... It's not for everybody. There are still people that want monogamy, and you shouldn't frown upon people that still want monogamy. If you believe that, you know, that you can't be monogamous with one person, that's totally understandable. But don't frown upon somebody who still has the hopes and the dreams of, you know, being in a monogamous relationship and being with one person, because there are people that still think that way.
And I feel like that's why this is my best selling point, because for me, it doesn't really, not to sell myself on a podcast, but
hell, everybody else does it.
But for me, it's about the individual that I'm dating. Like, if you want a monogamous relationship, we're going to have that shit to the day we die, if that's what we decide to do. But I'm also open to different relationships because for me, it's not about those things. It's about what we agree on.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the best way for me to walk into a relationship at this point, because you don't know what you're going to walk into.
Yeah.
But as long as we have whatever we agreed upon, I'm cool with that.
Yeah. And be upfront about it. If you want to, you know, and be respectful too. If you get into a situation, you really feel in this dude, if we're together, Aaron and I are together, and I go to Aaron and I say, you know, I really want to be in a polyamorous relationship. And right. And no, legit. And you say no, because that's not something that you're into, then you have to respect that.
Why are you smoking crack?
I know you old, but did you have a stroke?
Now you smoking crack. I make too much money to smoke crack. Crack is whack.
Is that that on that?
That's that on that.
Okay, let's take a break.
All right, we'll be right back with more of the sex episode of The Affairs of the Heart.
Hey, Heartbeats. My name is Brandon Canyon. That's spelled K-A-N-I-O-N. And you can get my EP trilogy, 913, available now on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, Google Play, and everywhere your favorite artist music is available. Have a good day.
What's up, Heartbeats? It's your boy, friend to the show, Mr. Bouvier here. And I just wanted to let you know that my new single, Quarantine, is now available everywhere. Everywhere you stream your music, everywhere you buy your music, you can check out my new single, Quarantine. Peace.
And we are back on the Affairs of the Heart podcast. Let's get into some more sex.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
All right.
Damn. All right, so the next topic is, does watching porn enhance sex or desensitize you from having sex?
I'm going to agree with both, because some people can, you know, watch it and it enhances their experience, and other people, it may desensitize them.
I think that for me, dealing with someone who was like excessive porn watcher,
yeah,
it desensitized me from sex.
For you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for me. It desensitized me from sex while we were together. Matter of fact, that is a lot of reasons why that's part of a reason why we didn't have sex that much, because he watched porn. I'm like, we just fucking used to watch a porn after that and like going at it like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times.
So
like,
that's another great question. Do you think that his aspirations are, and not to make this episode about your ex, I'm not trying to make, I'm so sorry, and I know he's going to probably hear this, and I'm not trying to make this about him, but in the case of the, you know, correlation to the relationship and the conversation, I think, do you think that he has aspirations to be the porn star or to be the
partner? I think he's always had that.
You know what I mean? So that's but, why.
I mean, and I also, because you said that, I don't think that that's going to come off like that, because we've talked about that.
Okay.
And I told him, I said, I just feel like, you know, he wasn't who he was. And so, you know, now that he's doing what he wants to do, like, he's happy. Like, I mean, yeah, everybody can see it.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not a secret.
Everybody can see it.
Yeah. So I mean,
everybody's seen it.
But it makes sense now why porn was so involved in our relationship. And even why after we did it, like, he was just like still like ready to go or whatever. And for me, I'm like, I'm going to bed. Like, here's some Vaseline. Well, you like Vaseline. Here's your Vaseline. I'm going to bed. Like, it was over for me. I was done. I already didn't really enjoy it that much. And now you still want it. Well, you probably didn't enjoy it because I didn't do that great. Because I didn't want to do it. So, I mean, here you go. Do what you do. So, yeah. I mean, I feel like that. Now, for me personally, watching porn, I don't watch porn that much. So, right. It doesn't enhance or desensitize anything for me.
Right.
But I guess I will say, like, recently I probably have been watching porn a little bit more.
Well, that's because we have to talk about it.
Yeah, and so I've been, like, kind of seeing stuff. It's, like, turning me on. I'm like, well, damn, who was that?
Dogger. What have I been? I've been missing out.
And then right. I've been watching, like, some of my Facebook friends with their OnlyFans pages. So, I mean, that's been kind of getting me there, too. So I've been, like, jacking off more. So, like, my life is kind of changing with my personal sex life. With me and myself in my house.
Right.
But I think that maybe that's what's really turning me on to have sex more.
Because you're watching. So do you think, so now you're not becoming desensitized, but you're,
it's enhancing
yeah, your
maybe
want or your need to have sex because you're exposing yourself to it more.
Because when I'm having sex, like, it has to be very intense, which thank God the people that I have sex with, it's very intense.
Yeah.
Because I would probably be one of those guys like, doors open, come through. No, oh my God, sit down.
Well, yes, bitch.
I wish y'all could have seen my face just now. Oh my God.
Someone actually asked me the other day. I said, fuck no. First of all, I have roommates. So like, who the fuck's coming in the door?
Leave the door open, leave it cracked.
Ass up, let me just come in, eat it, fuck it, and leave. I'm like, no. First of all, my camera will be on so I can see who the fuck me. I mean, I don't tape everybody who comes to my house, but I mean, if that's the situation, I need to know who the fuck came in here.
Right.
Because shit, Shrek can come to my house. I don't know.
Shrek.
I don't know if you can come back or not.
Shrek. Shrek, Aaron.
That's what I call that man that was talking about them friends, those guys we was talking about last episode. But yeah, I mean, I want to know. I don't like that anonymous shit. That's not for me at all. It's not. I'm sorry. I want to know who it is. I'm like, people are trying to get you to come over your house, and you can't even see their face. Not in my house.
Well, I mean, here's the other factor, because and just to tie this into the conversation, I think we've seen news
these
reports.
These are all porn scenarios.
Yeah, but we've seen news reports recently, as recent as of yesterday, I believe, of one guy in particularly who set up jacked meetups with people and then ended up robbing them or killing them in some cases or what have you. So you, in the case of this types of activity, you have to be vigilant and get as much information as you can, because at the end of the day, you still have a stranger coming to your house that you don't know.
Not only that, I was just here for a podcast today.
We love you guys on Here For It.
Yeah, and they were talking about, I think it was Israel or it was somewhere.
Africa?
No. It was like somewhere around where Jesus was from. Egypt, Israel, something like that. Jerusalem, something like that. One of the places.
Okay.
Damn, I wish I would remember what it was. But they were actually getting on Jack and they were arresting people.
Yeah, because it's a crime.
Yeah, and they were arrested. So there were some people who were visiting that place to be careful when they go there because they're actually arresting people and putting them in prison for doing that.
Because it's a crime in some countries to still engage in same gender loving sexual activity.
Yeah. So that whole anonymous shit is not for me. And that's part of watching porn. Certain things for me, when I watch porn, like, I love the ass eating stuff. Because I just love having my ass ate, and I love the doggy style stuff, I just wanted to bring this up too, about like jack off videos. Like, I love the cum shot ones, like when they have a lot of cum, stuff like that. Like, I think that's the stuff that turns me on the most when I'm watching it.
Yeah.
I guess I'm learning this, you know, for myself as I'm watching porn.
What's turning you
more.
On?
Yeah, as I'm watching porn more. So maybe it is enhancing my sex life.
It has its benefits.
but desensitizing, I don't think that that's doing that for me. I think if I watched it excessively,
then it would.
It probably would start.
But I agree. I think some people, it does desensitize them because they become so numb and there's no real voyeur or experience. There's no excitement behind it.
We're talking about those guys getting caught, you know, having sex outside a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I just saw some guys having sex on a train track that I was like, that was hot, but.
On the train track.
On the train track, yes. It was hot. I mean, the whole scenario was hot. The fucking part.
Was it at night?
No, it was during the daytime.
Oh.
It was getting in on the train track.
Okay.
You ready to move on to the next
one? Move on to the next one. Choo-choo, bitch.
I'm experiencing all this porn. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what's going on here? All right, I've done some of this stuff. So the next topic is selfish tops and lazy bottoms. Since it says selfish tops, I guess I'll go first. I guess for me...
It's calling me a lazy bottom. That's what it's doing.
No, I mean, I've experienced lazy tops. You've probably experienced lazy bottoms.
Okay.
Because you're a top and I bottom a lot of times.
Okay.
A long periodically time.
This poor girl is going to get all her money's worth for long periodically amounts of time.
I wish you would just come on the show. Just say it. A long periodically amounts of time. But no, so, you know, I think we've talked about this before. For me, I do hate selfish tops because it's like, I remember we did talk about it on the live with Joe was on there because I'm like, first of all, when you are eating ass, this is not like getting my ass wet. You need to enjoy that. And if you don't come over here.
Yeah.
That is for one for me. Two, I feel like, you know, a top that is not lazy wants to make sure that you guys are both pleased. It's not about them coming or them getting their pleasure. Like, they want to make sure that you're being pleased while they want you to enjoy them fucking you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like, I feel like there are some guys out there who just do not do that at all. I've experienced that. Believe me, it's happened. but there are, I mean, so I don't know what the question was. I just know it says selfish top. So I'm just telling you what a selfish top is. And that's what I'm going to give you what the definition is for me. And then I also feel like this, and this is part that you probably gonna think of, is those tops who you had sex with and they make you come, and then once you lick their nipples for like an hour. I'm not doing that.
Oh, God.
Like, it actually has turned, my ex used to do that. And it just turned me off from nipple licking, period. I'm like, first of all, sir, get your Vaseline.
I've got a cramp in my jaw because I'm not doing my that. Tongue.
I'm just not going to do it. I'm not even going to make an excuse. Sir, your nipple has been licked long enough. You should have came by now. And matter of fact, don't come back over here because obviously I didn't do it for you. So that's the selfish tops to me.
Lazy bottoms. I don't, you know. First of all, bottoming takes so much work. And if you're just going to lay there and not be engaged and not really, you know, try to be interactive, what are we here for? Like, if you're not going to ride or you're not going to try various different positions, like...
Oh, so they got to ride?
various positions. Like, if you're just going to be doggy for the whole time... Is that lazy? You think that's lazy?
If they just what?
If they're just doggy the whole time. Like,
I mean, most of the times, a lot of guys just like that.
Or like laying on their stomach in like one position the whole time.
Some guys like that. I don't think that's a lazy bottom. It depends on what the top position. I feel like it's whatever position that's more comfortable for both of you guys.
Okay, but then try various positions. Maybe we sometimes turn you on you your try side. To,
but I mean,
put you
after
know.
After position number three, I'm not going to 4, 5, and 6.
Well, that's because you don't stretch. So your legs are not going to go in various different positions.
I don't know if that's a lazy bottom. I mean, I don't mind trying
positions. So then what would you consider a lazy bottom then?
I feel like a lazy bottom is somebody who wants to just lay there. But I mean, again, there's tops who just want you to do that too. Because for me, okay, so let me say this. Because, I mean, and this may be an educational moment for me and other people. So... for me, like, when I watch porn a lot of times, well, not a lot of times, but times I've been watching it, the guys really don't move. Like, they just lay there and they take it, or they arch their back and they take it, or they lift their legs up and they take it. For me, like, I'm throwing it back kind of situation. Like, I'm not going to just sit there and let you do all the work. And even on one of my videos on my Freak Twitter page, you see me throw, I'm working that thing.
It went from worse to worse, sir.
So, for me, I feel like that's not a lazy bottom.
It's a shameless plug. A shameless plug.
I always feel like a lazy bottom was someone who just lays there and just, you know, they just take the dick. But I feel like a lot of guys like that. I don't know.
I would be so interested.
About the position moving around?
I would be interested to know more about other people's perceptions of lazy bottoms.
I would too. What
does that mean exactly?
I don't be no lazy bottom.
Yeah. Moving on.
Yes. To our next topic, which is socks on or off during sex.
So, a lot of places have hardwood floors, mm-hmm. for the most part, and trying to, as a top, trying to like pump and sweat on a hardwood floor with socks on is not, you end up sliding, you know, across the floor, yes. Or like sliding out of the ass, or, you know, because you're trying to get some friction to keep, you know, keep your rhythm going. Mm-hmm. So I would say off.
Why are y'all fucking on the hardwood floor?
No. Like, if they're on your bed, like, for example, if they're on the bed and you're standing on the side of the bed and you got on, the top has on socks.
Oh, and the and top is sliding.
Yeah, the top is sliding
the top
across the floor.
His ass on the bed.
Boy, if you don't get...
it's not working.
Or if you're on carpet, now you've got some, you know, you've got some friction, yeah, you got static electricity going on. Because you're rubbing your socks on the floor trying to stay, you know, keep yourself together.
I mean, I've never really had those issues.
You don't have those problems.
Whenever my ass is moving, the top is moving with the ass. Okay. So I've never really.
Is that somebody that doesn't have a stroke game or doesn't know what they're doing?
I mean, if you have a stroke game, you probably did it one time. You might not even get the finish because I was like, get out.
Oh, Lord.
I'm very particular about who's fucking me. So
we know.
It got to be right for me. I mean, that's what I'm saying. So. I don't know. I mean, I guess those are all issues, though.
Seriously. Those are true issues. I mean, they're real issues with socks. Come on.
I was just thinking, like, socks on, socks off. Like, don't put your feet in by my face.
Because we all know that you have a feet issue.
That's what I was thinking about with the socks on, the socks off thing.
You want the socks on just so they don't come near you. Your feet don't come near you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know why the tops of people would be by me, but, you know, sometimes they end up there because they want to do 69, and so I'm like, sir, socks. Put on some motherfucking shoes. The armor of God on me. I don't know, something. I just don't want them by my face. But I feel like, I guess when I'm bottoming, sometimes people want them off because they want to, like, suck on your toes and stuff, so.
It's kind of hot to be, like, pumping. Oh,
it
and, is like, hot
when they're doing it, they're not by me, but I'm fine.
No. Like, if you grab the bottom's toes while you're, you know, hitting their spot, yes, and sucking their toes while you're doing it. Yeah.
I love that. As long as they ain't by me.
Just make sure you clip your toenails.
My feet are mostly all the time done.
Mostly all the time.
Yes. They don't get.
It went from worse to worser.
Worse to worse.
I will let people know, like, listen, my feet is not here for that today. If they are, I'm like, take them socks off, but keep yours on.
Yeah, don't take your socks off when it comes to Aaron.
I don't know what it is about feet that bothers me so much.
I would love to know.
It just does not resonate for me. Like, I just cannot. Ugh, I think it's where they move or something.
It's feet. They all move the same.
Mm-mm, I don't know.
I don't know.
It just freaks me out.
Okay.
All right. So this is the topic that we have been debating whether we talked about or not for a long period amount of time. And it is, do you like it hairy, trimmed, or bald? And I don't feel like we talked about this, but I'm going to tell a funny story that you probably don't know because it just happened to me. So
my God. Here we go. Here we go.
So this guy came over to my house.
I hope he's listening, too.
Let me stop laughing because I really wanted to tell this story. So this guy came over to my house and he ate my ass and he videotaped it. And when I watched it back, I'm like, my ass is that hairy?
You didn't know? How did you not know?
Because sometimes I use Nair and I shave, like, it's gone. So I didn't realize how long how much was back there. When I tell you that I'm about to start nairing, like, all the fucking time now, because I did not realize how much, like, in this long hair. I was like, no, ma'am. Like,
Y'all listen to me.
Matter of fact, one of my friends last night told me about getting Manscaped. Those trimmers?
Trimmer, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm about to buy those, like, within the next few weeks, so I can start using that.
Y'all.
And I guess it was because it was, like, close up, like, you can see, like, he was, like, up videotaping.
Do you ever feel back there, like, you're in the shower, you know?
Not really, because, I guess because my hair is smooth, like, when I'm washing.
Well, clearly it's not.
It's not, like, bushy, it's smooth. So, like, when I'm washing, like, you don't feel like a bunch of hair back there. You just feel, like, the skin and, I guess, some hair. Like, I don't really feel like hair to me back there, I guess. I don't know.
I need you to spend a little bit more time in your ass.
Well, I mean, men spend time.
No.
I have a problem with it, so I never had an issue with it. But I guess for me, I didn't realize how much I don't like it.
But I need you to spend, like, I need you to kind of, like, go through.
Well, I got a close-up on it this week.
Yeah.
And I know what it is now.
And you need
and to. And it will definitely not be there anymore.
Okay, so I am naturally hairy. And this is a great, I'm surprised that this question didn't come up sooner. But probably not, because on my Twitter page, I posted.
Yeah.
I was more or less speaking about my beard. But I asked if I should keep, you know, the facial hair or not, and I posted a picture with a goatee, and I posted a picture with the facial hair. The picture with the facial hair actually is with me with my shirt off, and my body hair as well. And so a lot of people, you know, there was a variety of comments. Keep it, don't keep it, shave it, shave, period, etc. I've gone through periods of time where I do shave. And I like my body both ways. I like it very smooth. I've dealt with somebody who, you know, won't even talk to me if I shave. Mm-hmm. Like, in the past, they would just be like, call me back when you grow, you know, when your hair grows out. Mm-hmm. Like, because they really liked, because I'm hairy, mm-hmm. period. I don't, it's just weird. I like me shaved sometimes, because here's the other thing too. You know, when you have your natural scents or your body odors that you have, because everybody has them, mm-hmm. your hair holds the odor or the scent. And so...
Or even the soap that you use.
Yeah.
Like it holds that.
It holds that smell. So, you know, if you sweat in your, you know, in your private areas, that's where, you know, and it has a scent or a smell, that's where it comes from. But if you shave, you don't have that smell.
Yeah.
At all.
And I guess... So I guess, like, thinking back to it, like, for the question, like, do you like a hair trim or bald? Like, I don't want a bald to suck no bald man's dick. Like, I feel like I'm, that feels like a teenager. I don't want that. I don't. That seems very weird to me.
And or a baby.
Yeah, like my age, do I be like, I can't do it until you grow back. I never want it. I don't like it. Like, have a little bit at least.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't mind a big bush or a small bush or whatever, but I guess when it comes to eating ass, like, I'm surprised people was experiencing that.
Or like they actually wanted to because it was hair back there.
Because the guy was excited, like, oh, it's real hair back here. I'm like, is it? I thought it's a few strings. Because, I mean, I have like spots of hair on my body.
Okay.
Like, my whole body's not hairy.
No, I am the opposite.
So, yeah, I'm like.
It is a forest.
I didn't think my ass is a forest, too. And I didn't know that until I just seen the video. I'm like, well, Jesus Christ. And people keep eating that? But, hey. I mean, I hope they still like it afterwards. Because I'm saying that's going.
That's the other thing, too. In when you are cleaning out mm-hmm. and preparing yourself to bottom, mm-hmm. you know, you have to take into consideration, again, like, you scrubbing mm-hmm. seriously is a big deal, because obviously the hair is still going to hold odor, you know, your booty juice is odor, you know, regardless of what kind of soap you use or how much scrubbing you do back there.
I spend a lot of time washing back there after I do all that.
Yeah.
So that's never been my issue.
But it's still in the hair. That's what I'm saying. So, like, if you get rid of the hair,
I don't know. I've never been back there, so I don't know.
I want y'all to know this conversation is wearing me out. There is no way I can't. Just be mindful. So you're gonna buy the manscaping.
I'm definitely doing that, because I did not realize how much hair was back there.
Now, take this off.
And it's long hair. Yeah. Like, it's like you could braid that shit.
It's your beard. In your ass. Take into consideration that when, you know, the difference in when you use the clippers, mm-hmm. like the manscaping clippers, mm-hmm. or if you use Nair. When you use Nair, it's real smooth.
Right.
You know, they can have a buffet on your booty hole because there's nothing back there. But if you use the clippers, it gets you the same feeling you get when you get that little bristly. Hairs that you get. You know, where it's not fully shaved, but then, it scratches people's cheeks and carrying on if you're not...
I mean, they ain't mind the whole damn fucking forest back there, so that's definitely not going to be a problem. But as for me, I just can't. I didn't like it.
So. Y'all, help me.
Help, but please. I'm probably going to still do the Nair even when I do that, so...
So you're going to do both?
Yeah.
I've taken a razor back there before as well.
I'm too scared to do that.
But I've taken, like, very gently and very quickly.
I'm scared.
And you have to be very careful.
Now, I will tell you, when me and Mike were together, actually, he used to do it for me sometimes.
Oh, well, that's kind of, I won't call it romantic, but I'll call it,
I was like, oh, he really cares about it.
Situational. Well, I mean, and that's the other thing. Like, if you're in a relationship and you're with somebody, if you're going to go back there, let me do it. Let me help you.
I mean, but he didn't really care either way. But if I was like, you know, I want to shave it, like, he would do it for me.
Yeah. That's, I won't call it romantical, but I'll just say that's nice.
It's romantical, actually. It is. That he cares that much about that ass.
To shave it.
Yes.
Okay.
I need a man. No, just...
Well, clearly, because you had a whole forest growing back there, you didn't even know.
I had no idea. None. I'm telling you, when I saw Dwayne, I was like, that is back there. I'm not even having sex no more until I get rid of it.
Embarrassed. Were you embarrassed?
I was, but it was like, because he kept on like, he loved it. And I was like, why is he acting like it's so hairy back there?
Because it is.
When I seen the video, I was like, what the fuck?
Come out with like pieces of hair in between your teeth.
I'm like, I'm surprised you have a hairball in your mouth.
My gosh.
But I mean, there's guys who like that, so I mean, I don't know.
Clearly. Okay, let's move on.
Yes. All right, so our next topic is big dick, husband dick, or boyfriend dick. What's your preference and why? Now, I'm not really understanding what boyfriend dick is.
I don't either. And I hate these terms.
Well, you know I hate one of them.
I hate them.
The one I like the most is big dick. Because I'm okay with that.
Clearly.
I don't really understand what the difference between husband dick and boyfriend dick is. Now, I'm thinking this is like the actual sex part.
I from my understanding, this makes my stomach
I was thinking
hurt.
That big dick was like a big dick. Husband dick was like a normal size dick. But boyfriend dick is throwing me.
I was thinking husband dick is the husband, like this, a person you would marry.
Mm-mm. People be calling people who have like between 9 and 6 like husband dick. I do know that. Big dick is anything above that. So if boyfriend dick smaller than that?
Okay.
Like, I don't know.
I don't have anything to contribute to this question.
Yeah, I don't really know. So that's why I'm thinking that maybe big dick was like just a big dick, but husband dick and boyfriend dick is like the actual sex that you're getting.
Okay.
I think I'm going to pass this. I don't know. And the listener who wrote this, maybe you can clarify it for us. Or maybe we do it on a live, they can tell us what they think it is. We can throw it out there. We can play a game with it.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
I have nothing. I don't know.
I got nothing either. You know I don't have nothing.
I know a big dick and husband dick is, but boyfriend dick is really throwing me. So let's go to size or stroke. Which matters more?
I'm going to say stroke. Do you need me to elaborate why?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you paused for a moment.
I'm trying to get my thoughts together.
Well, too. Because I think, and we've had this conversation, and you've mentioned you've had some, you know, rather large penises in your day.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Check out my freak too.
Right. They can't. And it really didn't do anything if they weren't.
The stroke wasn't.
Got you. So I'm gonna say stroke because then you can have any size. Like a 9-inch or a 19-inch. But if you know what spots to hit,
you
with
have
it,
a 6-inch
with a nice stroke. And we're not talking about girth. Like if it's thick or if it's pencil or if it's curved or if it's.
I wish that would have been added here because that's a problem.
What's the problem?
Girth, like. Some, I don't matter what size it is, girth can be an issue. Because everybody's not open enough to take all those.
That's very true. And sizes. I am a thick dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a girthy penis. And some people can't take it and some people can't. Gonna keep going. Aaron's laughing at me. I know why he's laughing, but I'm not gonna acknowledge why he's laughing because I know why he's laughing. But go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I mean, I'm trying to think about the girth thing right now. Size, I think the length should be included in this too.
I think it's in there. What does it say?
It just says size or stroke.
Well, size. The size would be the length, right?
I guess size will be girth and length then, right?
Yeah, that could be girth and length.
Because you have some really skinny, long dicks.
Right.
You have some really, like, medium-sized, long or short dicks. Actually, I should say for the long ones, too. Skinny ones. Then you have, like, those really girthy, thick dicks. And I think, but it's weird for me, though. And this is why I was thinking about, I was like, go ahead. Because when I've had, like, longer, girthier dicks, like, I've never really had an issue with that. Long, girthy has never really been an issue for me.
Okay.
As long as the person I'm trying to, like, ram that shit into me. But shorter, girthy ones are sometimes, it's difficult in the beginning. But then after we get in there, then it's fine. Unless you are just like ramming that shit into me again. And if it's really short, then that's really a problem too. And when they're ramming to you, because one, it's not really getting in there. But then two, like you're just kind of like, it's the friction is a lot.
Yeah. I think with girthier penises, you have to make sure they're lubed properly.
Yeah.
And like everything is lubed because, you know, you can get in a little bit and not get in the full.
Yeah.
And then when if you're not lubed, then it's not going to feel right.
Yeah, that's very true. So I think it depends on the size for the stroke for me. That's what I was thinking.
Depends on the size for the stroke.
Yeah.
I think it just depends on the stroke, period. Because at the end of the day, it could be long, girthy, and...
Well, I particularly don't really care for really skinny dicks.
That's what I'm... Or it so could be girthy
size,
or skinny.
The size... Even if it's a good stroke, that's not going to do shit for me.
Still, okay.
Yeah. But if it's a medium size or a girthy one... Well, if it's a medium size, that's fine. It's the stroke for me. If it's a long and girthy thing... It's going to be about the stroke and the size.
Okay.
So.
That's that on that. Get you whatever you prefer.
And we got one more.
One more. Okay.
One more.
But wait. There's more. Hang on to your seat, baby. Because this one's a screamer.
Okay. So the last one is, do y'all like sucking dick with your eyes open or closed? If it's a long dick, I'm closing my eyes because I'm just kind of imagining me not throwing the fuck up. seriously. I have to concentrate on that because it just seems like whenever I... And this is why I be telling people that I don't like sucking dick. Because it feels like the longer the dick is, the more they want to put it down your throat and keep it there for long periodic amounts of time. And... It's hard for me. I have a gag reflex. I'm not one of those people who don't have one. So, again, for me, if it's long, I'm closing my eyes. I'm just praying to God that I don't throw up. But if it's a regular size, I'll leave my eyes open and look up at you while I'm doing it.
I don't even have... I don't even have anything else to say. I don't... Nope.
There's actually guys who like that though.
Oh, for you to choke? Absolutely.
And, no, like throw up comes out.
Oh no. Yes. No.
I'm like, I know you felt that. And they're like, keep going. I'm like, sir, I'm gonna throw up on your floor and then we're gonna have to go home.
No. I've seen some porn stars that do that too, where they to the point of tears and slobber and you know, all kinds of belly acids and carrying on. That doesn't do anything for me. I'm kind of weird. Like, to be quite honest, sucking my dick doesn't do anything for me unless you absolutely know what you're doing.
I think now that I'm exploring it more and I'm kind of liking it more because it's not that aggressive, like, shove your dick down my throat kind of thing. It's a lot about, like, you know, the motions, which I knew how to do before, but, like, it was just, like, it wasn't working because the guys was, like, trying to shove it down my throat. And, like, you know, even that throw-up stuff, like, it was really, I didn't like that. But the guys I've been, I guess, dealing with now, like, it's been a lot differently. So, for me, like I said, I mean, I think that as long as you let me control it, I'm fine.
But don't be pushing the back of my head.
Well, if I stop, if I put my hand on them pubic hairs, that's where you need to stop at.
That was real personal. There's honestly only been like a handful of people that have sucked my dick, and I have actually been very pleased.
I actually wouldn't mind sucking like dick to completion if I can control it and don't take a long time.
And then, but you know what? For me too, I have to be really into you to suck your dick.
That too.
I'm not sucking random dick.
And it has to be, like, just my size. A whole lot. No, just playing. But it has to be the right size for me. Like, it can't be really long. Can't be really... It has to be, like, the right size. And my mom, when I see it, I'm going to know it.
If I look down at it and I don't go for it, that means it's not the right
size.
And
don't keep waiting.
No. And don't be disappointed. And don't be trying to push my head down there either. No.
And don't try to have me do it via my ass. I mean, it's just not my
fear. But you know what, too, though? Like, I also have a fear. This is... Honest, because we've had really honest conversations. I also have a fear of like STIs and not being able to know if you have some shit going on. And I also go down there to put my mouth on it, and then like next week I got a cold sore. I don't know. You know, like
I think we talked about this before. Though.
Yeah,
I've never had that before. Like I've never got one.
And thank goodness.
Knock on wood that it never happens because
yeah.
I mean, and probably because I don't suck dick that much, but I just never happened to me. You know, and I get, when I go get checked, I get everything checked out. But I couldn't imagine that.
But you just don't know. And you meet somebody offline and then you go to suck their dick because it's pretty. And next thing you know, like you got something in your throat. You don't know what's going on. Anyway, didn't mean to make that turn left. I'm just saying. Let's talk about the good and the bad. Is that that?
That's that.
Aaron is over here like flinching.
Yeah, this is turning me off from sucking dick again.
See? No. Sorry to those men that want us to do that. Sorry.
If I suck your dick, you are a lucky man.
Listen.
So, guys, make sure you check us out on Thursday night for our live.
Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Absolutely. Go to theaffairsandheartpodcast.com. Check out us there. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, Affairs of the Heart Podcast.
That's where we go live.
Go to The Affairs of the Heart on Instagram, Affairs of the Heart on Facebook, and ALT's Podcast on Twitter. And I think that's that on that.
That's that on that.
Is that it?
See you Thursday night, 8 p.m.
Bye.